y'all. Sitting in the middle. Glory to God. Are we out there already? Okay, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you. We thank you for the word tonight. We thank you. So, if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know what you have, then you're going to live like a natural man in this world. But we are not just natural men. We are supernatural. We have the power of God on the inside of us. So you have to go from sin consciousness to... So if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know what you have, then you're going to live like a natural man in this world. But we are not just natural men. We are supernatural. We have the power of God on the inside of us. So you have to go from sin consciousness to so bad, I feel horrible, and you know, whatever it is. Oh, I didn't tithe. Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't that. You know, just this this constant thing that the devil is just looking to find something that doesn't work, that you're not doing right, so that he can condemn you. And we know that. We see that. So, but these verses tell us these verses tell us an already established truth. Mm-hmm. Okay? They tell us what to do with the truth. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Got it? That's okay. Mm-hmm. That law has made you free from this law of sin and death. You're free from it. You've overcome it. So for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. So it's telling you right there, look, the law could point out what was wrong with you, but it couldn't help you get over it. But grace, on the other hand, it can point out what's wrong, but then grace empowers you to get through things. Grace is not just you keep on doing. You just keep on doing it because you have grace, you know, greasy grace. It's not, well, I have the grace of God, so I can just do whatever. No, that's called lasciviousness or licentiousness, both of those things. And so we're not called to do that. But when we do make a mistake, when things don't work out, we have this grace. We have this mercy. And this grace can actually help us change. So the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus supersedes the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death meant, guess what? If you sin, you die. Now, it doesn't mean you fall over dead. It means you put yourself in the death cycle. It's your choice. You can live in the life cycle. You can live in the death cycle. And so, but this law that we have supersedes it. It's like gravity. Gravity's here, right? That's why you're still in your chair. Mm-hmm. But when condemnation is present because the enemy is present. But lift supersedes gravity. And the life of Jesus Christ supersedes condemnation. So it is above it. It will take care of it. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we can and we do say we follow Holy Spirit. Now, this is not new to us, but just walk with me. It's very correct. Also, we would say that we receive what Holy Spirit is doing in us. That's what we talked about on Sunday. He lives through us, but he also lives in us, and he can do all this work in us. Amen. In character and in soul, but also in body. He's not limited. He can do it all. Praise the Lord. Okay, so your righteousness is intact. Is it? You don't need to be concerned about that. Well, I'm not righteous anymore. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Righteousness means right standing. You didn't pay for that. It's not the same as holiness. This is righteousness. You're in right standing. Holiness has to do with behavior. But righteousness has to do with the fact that even if your holiness gets out of line, you're still righteous. Right. You're still in right standing with God. Just like Toby Jones is in right standing with me. And if he made a mistake, he'd still be in right standing with me. And all your children in here are in right standing with me. And they're in right standing with you. Listen, you know how to draw the line too. We always forgive. Forgiveness is one thing. Trust is another. You earn trust. But you don't ever stop loving. You don't ever stop forgiving. You just travel along to see if trust is going to return. Amen. Well, that was free. Okay, so righteousness is a free gift. It's the ability to stand before God and to respond to him as if I'd never sinned. Okay, Romans 5:17 says this. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So that settles it. It's a free gift and we reign in life. Amen. That comes with it. Because you're righteous, you can reign in life. You got to get that part too. You need to add that part to it. You're in right standing, and so you get to reign. Amen. Come on, come on. So which brings me to the next point. King consciousness. Proverbs 30:21 says, under three things the earth is disquieted and quakes, and under four it cannot bear up. Under a pauper when he reigns, under a spiritually blind fool when he is filled with food. So do you know why the earth quakes or cannot hold up under a pauper when he becomes king? Why is that true? Because the pauper grows up in insignificance. And so as he grows up, he learns through life that he has no value and that his opinions don't matter. That's how a pauper grows up. So as he becomes king, then he's important to the world around him, but he still feels insignificant in the kingdom at which lies within him. Remember Saul? I was mentioning this morning to Deb and Danny. I said, think about Saul. What did he say to Samuel? Oh, I'm nobody. I'm just of the little tribe of Benjamin. And they were. And they went through some stuff. If you go back and read the history in Judges, that was boom. But the truth is God picked him. God picked him. But to him, he didn't grow up out of that. That's why he made those mistakes and made those wrong judgments, because he didn't bother to realize who God had made him. When we see very clearly that Samuel prophesied all that good stuff over him, that he was going to get favor and increase and he would come into being a new person and that a opportunity would serve him. He got all those quotes, all those prophecies, but he still failed because of something insignificant on the inside of him. And so we need to get rid of that insignificance. Amen. And so what happens, though, with people that don't, they don't watch their words. Quiet in the church. Or the way they carry themselves. And so they ultimately destroy the very people that they're called to lead. You got to learn to watch your words. Can I put on my mama hat for a minute? Y'all take it, church. If you've been here for 5 years, you ought to know something about your mouth. Okay. Okay, back to the lesson. Now, so many Christians are paupers that have become kings. Why was Moses raised in Pharaoh's house? Why would he be raised there? Because he was born to lead Israel out of bondage. And so he had to learn how to be a prince and not to have that slave mentality. So God used that whole thing of him floating down the river and getting picked up by Sister Pharaoh and taken in. Think about the favor of God. Yes, he is. That mama had the daughter put the baby in the water. And so the baby floats down. The other daughter, the Pharaoh daughter, finds him and then hires his real mama to nurse him and raise him. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like when you get a real good job and then they send you to the Southwest Believers Convention and pay you for being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just Praise the Lord. You ought to have things like that happen to you all the time. Amen. All right. Happens to me all the time. So you got to watch your words, and you got to learn to come on up, grow up, learn to be a prince, learn to be a princess. So a leader who's in slavery internally cannot free those who are in slavery externally. So we need to promote a culture of royalty around us. Look, we're not trying to be arrogant here. That's not what we're trying to do. But we are blessed. We're God's kids. We are somebody. You are somebody. Even on your worst day, you're just way more higher than a lot. Amen? And it doesn't mean that God doesn't love everyone. It just means that you chose him, and so now you're in on it. He wishes everyone would choose him. But you did, and so now you get the goods.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's get on down the line here. So, church, it's just time to leave the pauperhood. Let's call it that. We need to leave that behind. We need to promote that culture of royalty. Listen, you're going to always produce the environment around you that you cultivate within yourself. If you don't think anything of yourself, you're going to produce that all around you. People won't listen to you. You know what? One of the things part of our vision is to raise up strong leaders. You can't be a strong leader if no one will follow you. And no one will follow you if you don't have any influence. And you won't have any influence if you don't have Holy Spirit influence. You can be as bossy as you want to be, but that doesn't mean anybody's going to follow you. Amen. It has to do a bit with your personhood and how you're able to empower people and influence people and lift them up and show them the way. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. That was free too. Okay, so we see we have a tendency to just, you know, believe our past. Well, yeah, we all have a past. We believe what was said about us, and we shouldn't. The truth is that we don't love ourselves enough to feel worthy of the blessing and the grace of God. And we need to feel worthy of it because he paid for it. Right. He did it. And if you learn to love yourself like God loves you, then you're going to, you'll expect people to love you. And then, you know, everything's going to get so much better. And they'll want to get to know you better. Church, people can tell if you're a fake. Come on. Three people believe that. Okay. Do you realize that when someone values us more than we value ourselves, that we tend to sabotage the relationship with that person? Have you seen people do that? I was kind of raised in an area where there were all sorts of classes of people, like I'm sure you were, but there was a particular class of people I remember in school that before you could even try to be their friend, I'm not talking about races here, I'm talking about just regular people, just all races here. But they would go ahead and sabotage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go ahead and hate you before you could hate them. And then there's people that people would get together, they'd get in relationships, and then they would just go totally full blast to destroy that relationship because they didn't feel worthy of that person's love.
Wow.
Church, that happens every day. Happens every day, and people don't even know they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we just need to realize how much God loves us. This is not selfishness. Selfishness sets in when you're a pauper. Paupers develop survival skills because they believe that it's a dog-eat-dog world. That's what they do. They have a common belief in love and money. There's a common belief there. There is never going to be enough for them. That's what they believe. They live in fear, struggling with feeling that the well's going to dry up. That's how they do. Church, God never intended us to live in poverty in any area of our lives, ever. The Bible is full of the promises of provision, more than healing, more than anything else. Solomon said he'd been young and he'd been old, and what? He'd never seen the righteous forsaken. Are there children? That's right. It's not God holding out on us. He's not holding out on us. That's just such a big thing that religious people try to tell people. If you would behave. It's not about the behavior. It is about choices. But the bottom line is you believe who you are. Now, I'm not promoting bad behavior here. Because we do what's right, do it right because it's right. But you're not going to do those three things if you don't get the other thing right. If you don't believe in yourself, you have to believe in yourself. Paupers always feel like their resources are limited. You know what they think? This is what they think. They think that when someone else receives something, that it's actually taking something away from them. They do. Have you ever heard someone say this? So Deb got a new car. Did y'all see it? So now there, it's not going to be any of you, but there could. This is what a pauper would say. When am I ever going to get mine? Right? God, Joy's doing so good. When am I ever going to get to live like Joy? Where's mine? Why didn't I get mine? Where's mine? As if what Deb or Joy got took away what they could have. That's your own choice whether you're going to have a car or not. That's your choice whether you're going to live good or not. That has nothing to do with what they have. I remember hearing a teaching a long time ago. In fact, I use it a lot that there was more money in the world. If you passed out all the $100 bills in the world, everybody, if it was distributed equally, which I'm not promoting socialism, okay? But if it was distributed, everybody has a chance. It just gets in the wrong hands. Some of it's just hidden in warehouses, stacked up. There's plenty of land. You could fit everybody in the world in Florida. So if everybody got a square foot or something, you could fit them in there. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Square yard, whatever. I mean, we don't want to live like that. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of land. You're not limited. Yeah. You're not limited to this thinking, well, they got it. Mr. Trump and Mr. Musk, they have all our money. No, they don't. They have what they earned, what they did. The prodigal son reveals that very story. So the young man, he goes out and he squanders his inheritance. Then he comes running home. And what does father do? Father runs out there, throws his arm around him, puts a robe on him, puts a ring on his finger and says, let's barbecue. We're going to go get the goat. We're going to barbecue, or the heifer, or whatever it was. They're going to barbecue. And what? The older son gets mad. And he says, you never did that for me. And daddy says, son, you own the ranch. You own the ranch. Can you not see that? He went out and squanders his. You own the ranch. But it's the same story right there. He did not see himself as a son. He saw himself as a servant. You got to quit. Oh, I'm God's servant. You're God's servant son. You're God's servant daughter. You are God's kid. This is God and company. This is not just you trying to earn God's favor and trying to make it. You're in. Preach myself happy. Most Christians are looking at their bank account to help determine their vision. So they live within their means instead of his blessing. I might ask you to say that again, because that's good right there. Most Christians are looking at their bank account to help determine their vision. Church, if we had looked at the Victory bank account to get the vision of getting this church, we would still be over there. You have to. Your vision needs to come first. God is the supplier. Amen.
Amen.
They live within their means instead of living within the blessing.
Amen.
Hey, listen. If we can't do more than mere men, let's just tell others. You know, we're. Let's just don't even tell them we're a part of the local church. Maybe we just not. I'm a church member over at Victory Church. We're struggling, but we're going to make it. Maybe everybody's sick and dying and this and that. No, we're victors.
Amen.
We're victors and we're winners and we're not paupers and we are righteous and we do win and we do overcome. And I'm not some cheerleader trying to give you hope. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And you got to believe who you are. Amen. We're not the Lions Club. We're not the Elks Club. We're not the veteran, whatever they call it. We tap into heaven's resources. Look, I know there's a need for stewardship. I'm not knocking that in the body of Christ. There is. There's a need for stewardship. But we don't want to use fear disguised as wisdom. Amen. Well, we just need to be wise about it. No. Paul said it best. He said this. He said, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." He's not supplying according to your need. He's supplying according to his riches. Not according to your need, his riches. You're way above needs being met. If you're still doing that, something's wrong. You should be way out ahead of that. No condemnation, though. You can come on up now. Just start doing it now. Just put a stake in the ground and start doing it now. I am a king's kid. I live by the blessing. Mm-hmm. Remember I told y'all Sunday, I said, you know, sometimes when I go places and, you know, you when you're a preacher, you're supposed to get paid for, you know, for who you, the anointing on your life, the study, what it takes to get there, what the, you know, whole, it's not supposed to be the hour you're there. And over the years, sometimes I haven't gotten paid very well. But listen, I never put a number on it. I've never done that. I'm not an agenda preacher, and I don't ask people, you'll have to pay me $3,000 or I won't come. I never do that kind of thing. You know why? Because God pays. God will pay me. But you know what I do when I walk away and they give me a Dr. Pepper? I say this, okay, Lord, you pay me. Because I want to do that, and that's part of my job. And so, Lord, you pay me. And you should be doing the same thing. If you get cut short or you bless someone or whatever, tell the Lord. If you sow a seed, you get a harvest. I sowed a seed, I get a harvest. And God in me, as a daughter of God, as a queen, as a princess, I'm worth more than a Dr. Pepper. And so are you. Y'all know why I'm saying. For those of you that don't know the Dr. Pepper thing, we're talking about Jesse Duplantis, that in his early days of ministry, that they would collect the offerings while he was preaching, but at the end, when he got finished at the church he was at, they didn't give him the offerings. Yeah. They kept them for themselves, and they gave him a Dr. Pepper and sent him on his way. Yeah. And he kept the Dr. Pepper. But did you know God paid him right down the road? A man pulled him over and said, hey, wrote him a check. God does that. God does that for me. I guarantee you every single time that, because I've never, we go because God says not to get paid. Now, some of you do work and that you're doing it to get paid. But for me, God pays me. So I'm not going because the Millers might give me $3,000. I'm going because God said to go. God will pay you. What am I trying to tell you? You're not limited to your paycheck. You're not limited to the Dr. Pepper or anything else. God will pay you. Come on up out of that. A person's bank account is no indication of whether they're experiencing the provision of God or not. It's not an indication. Sometimes what you didn't have to pay for something is part of the riches. Yeah, it is. Sometimes when you can buy something for cash and you don't have to pay a revolving account around it, you save a lot of money. That's God's provision. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We receive riches by faith. And if you stop living by faith because, you know, we get a paycheck, then we reduce our provision down to the ability to perform instead of God's ability to provide. Did you get that? I'm gonna repeat that. I underlined that in my notes. If we stop living by faith because, you know, we get a paycheck, then we reduce our provision down to our ability to perform instead of God's ability to provide. God can provide. He will provide. You just have to expect it. Expect the provision. Whatever it is, expect it. Now, Lord, you said. And he's going, I know I said. Because really what you're saying is, Lord, I know that you know that I know. That's what you're doing. It's really back on you. You're declaring, you're agreeing with what he said. That was fun, whether you got it or not. Anyway, praise the Lord. So, you're not measured by what you have, but by what has you. It's not by what you have, it's what has you, what has you. Yeah, rich people can just be as poor as they can be. They could have $1 million in the bank, well, million in anything nowadays, but millions of dollars in the bank, and it'd be nothing because they're so afraid that they're going to run out, that they become greedy. Everybody knows the Scrooge story. It's still true today. Amen. So we're not measured by that. When a pauper gets a lot of money, the question that needs to be answered is this. Did God gain a fortune or lose a man? That's the question. That's the question right there. You know, you could say that over every paycheck. You could say that over every time. Did God gain or did he lose you? Or did you mess with the curse every time? Amen. A pauper can lose sight of their priorities when they get money because it's on the inside. Yeah, the pauper's the one that's afraid to tithe because they're not trusting God that the finances will come. Well, you know, I know, but I just have the grace and God will just have mercy on me because we need our money and we need it over here and we have all these bills and everything. And they're missing the whole point of the gospel, the whole point of the way the kingdom of God works, which is if you trust God, you would turn that 10 cents on a dime over to him so he could give you what you need, but you're too afraid and you're stuck in your pauper mentality and you won't come out. You just won't even peek out the door when you could knock that door open and go through and God would provide everything. And not only that, but when you're stealing from God, he'll get on your kids, he'll get on your house, the devil will get on your cars, he'll get on everything else. And it's not God's fault. You're out there playing in a curse that doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. You're not cursed, you're blessed. You know, I just know that we're just going to ignore that. Let's pretend like we don't hear that. Let's just pretend. Go ahead, and you're going to stay exactly where you are. But you could come on out. And that's just an example. I'm not trying to just harp on that. But I'm trying to tell you, you're a king's kid. Princes own things, but they never let things own them. Be willing to let it go. Be willing to be have that up front in your life. No, this is not mine. Church, listen. When your memories are greater than your dreams, you're already beginning to die. Change that today. Start dreaming. You're royalty. Step into God's will. Step into what he has. You're not going to be broke anymore. Well, I don't know whatever. We're working from dawn till dusk already. And I don't know how we could do anymore. You're not doing it right. He's got a way. He's got a way for you to live and enjoy life. She's not doing it right. Y'all still love me? Good. Okay. You're a king's kid. Live like it. You're in a position to lead and help others. That's what you're in a position to do. You're going places. Get into Solomon's head. He said, when you dine with kings, yada, yada. Remember he said, he didn't say if you dine with kings. He said, when you dine with kings. You're going to dine with someone and you need to know which fork to use. Don't go see Mr. Trump at the White House and sit down there and mention my name if you don't know which fork to use.
Come on.
Pastor. You can always watch somebody else at the table. Someone will always help you. I'm just using that as an example. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
Know how to carry yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Know how to carry yourself in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to shake someone's hand.
Yes.
I guarantee you Bo will grow up knowing how to shake someone's hand. Because Larry does. Hello, I'm Larry Wallace. He knows how to do that. All of you guys, y'all know how to do that.
Yes.
Y'all know how. Learn how to carry yourself. Learn how to from the inside. Do it from the inside, all the way from the inside.
Amen.
Amen. And I know most of you do. I know I'm preaching to the choir. But we still need to hear this because you don't want to know why? Because we're going up a notch.
Yeah.
We're going up further. We're going up further. Don't get left behind in this glory.
Amen.
Don't get left behind in it. Pastor, you know, we need to be humble. Church, humble is not self-degrading. Humble is not being broke. Humble is when you do very well and give God all the glory. You're not a legend in your own mind. And you don't take the credit for everything. You don't brag about everything. But you say, look what God has done. God has blessed me. Oh, man, you do so well. How do you do so well? God. How do I do? God. Thank God for God. Do you know him? I mean, that's your witness. Doing well is your witness. The way you carry yourself is your witness. You know, we're kind of a blue jean type church. I mean, on Sundays I'm not, but y'all are blue jean people, and I'm okay with that. But we could still look good for God. We could still iron our shirts and look decent, and you know, we can dress it up a little bit. And I realize some of you come straight from work on Wednesday nights. I'm not saying anything about that. That's absolutely fine. But there's, you know, we can be somebody for God. We can honor God. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll finish here. Ooh, we're doing good. All right. So notice, now listen, let me say this. If you're going to set the captives free, you got to be free. Religion rubs our noses in the past and tries to keep us humble with that. Well, I remember who you were, but I'm not that person anymore. I'm not. So, reviewing your sinful past in order to keep you humble is the devil's plan, and you need to forget it. Yeah, but my past was 2 days ago. Well, forget it from 2 days ago and start over again. Church, no introspection allowed. You ask the Holy Spirit to help correct you. Get your correction from the Word and from the Holy Spirit, but don't go around navel-gazing, beating yourself up. Well, I don't know. Some of those things you said really struck me hard. And well, good, but ask the Lord about it. I'm not trying to beat you up. I am not a sheep beater. But I am telling you that we need to move. That's good, isn't it? Sheep beater. But I'm trying to help us get further along. I'm trying to say, wake up, don't get caught in the... And probably, just in knowing who's listening to the congregation, there's probably a stranger needing to hear what I said, because most of you all do everything I've said. But we still need to say it, because you need to know it, because you need to help people, because you need to do it. You need to be able to tell them, no, this is how it is. You're all right. Come on.
Amen.
We're not going to let the devil beat us up. You know what Pastor Nancy said, and I thought this was so good. If you've been watching her this week, it has been excellent. She's talking about the scripture that says, treading over scorpions. Did y'all see that? She said, that's for those who actually tread over them. said, if you're not stepping over what's going on,
Amen.
Then the power's not there.
Yeah.
Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Behold, I give you power to step over, to tread over scorpions.
Yeah.
It's talking of tread means stepping over it. So if you get an owie or a boo-boo or a bill or a broken car, step over it.
Yeah.
Step over it.
Yeah.
Step over. Step over what's going on. Don't just take the pain and go, oh, Lordy, I might be dying. Or I don't know that how this will ever. Step over it because that's where the power kicks in.
Yeah.
Go listen to that. That was so good this week. I love that. I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about that. It's just good. So think about what God thinks about you. So let's answer that question. We'll come down the home stretch here. How does God think about us? How does he think? Well, look at Sarah. Sarah laughed when God told her she was going to have a baby. And she mocked him. She did. Yet in Hebrews, God wrote about her and said that she received strength to conceive by faith. So as far as you're concerned, I'm going to tell you what God is thinking about you right now. You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say, here is the Lord talking to you, Chris. Here's the Lord right now talking to you, John. Here's right now, Joan. This is what God's saying about you right now. Isaiah 43:25. I am he who wipes out all your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Next verse, remind me of your merits with a thorough report. Let us plead and argue our case together. State your position that you may be proved right. This is what he said. Erase the board. Because there's nothing on my mind about you about that. Now you write on the board what you want me to think about you. So I put on there, Father dear, I am your faithful daughter who will do anything that is made clear to me. That's what I put on my board. You put whatever you put on the board, but that's what I put on there. And I say that to God every day. If you told me to walk out of here and never come back, I would do it. If you told me to move from my house, I would do it. If you told me to go live somewhere else, I would do it. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do it because it's the best life ever. It's the best life ever, just doing what he tells me to do. He hasn't cheated me one time out of fun. He hasn't cheated me out of peace. He hasn't cheated me out of joy. He hasn't not ever shown up. He's fallen in with me every time I've needed him. And the only time he didn't was when I was being a stinker. And when I was feeling sorry for myself. And when I was shutting him out.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, he was always there going, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. I was walking through the house today, and I said, Lord, I'm thinking about the Holy Ghost, and I'm thinking about you being in me, and the light and the life, the Zoe, life of God. And all of a sudden, he said this to me, we're in here. And I went, what? He was having fun with me, but he's also reminding me that every bit of the Godhead is in here. Every bit of it. Everything I need from Father, everything I need from Son, and everything I need from Holy Ghost is right here. Praise God. We're no longer in bondage. We're not in bondage to your past performance. Get past it. Our worth is in loving God. That's where it is. Let God raise you as royalty. Let him raise you as royalty. Raise your children as royalty. I didn't say raise them as brats. I said raise them as royalty. Well, you know, your grandson's probably spoiled. Well, I don't raise him. His parents raise him. But I just want them to know how blessed they are. I want my son to know how blessed he is. I want my grandson to know how blessed he is. I'm not going to be going, now, if listen, it's my job to tell you what could possibly be wrong, why things aren't working. That's my job. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to decide, right?
Yes.
But what I'm going to tell you, on top of pointing out how you could troubleshoot, because I have to tell you that, that's my job, because I want you to have what you need. Yeah. I'm trying to get something to you, not from you, not trying to condemn you. I'm trying to get something to you. But in that, what I'm going to always tell you is, I find no fault in you. God finds no fault in you. You go in discovered and then get off of it. Straighten it out, but don't stay on it. Yeah. Well, I've just broken so many of the commandments. Church, that's not it. It's the whole idea of just moving, not living in a place. Certainly the Ten Commandments are good, and you honor them and you live with them. That's the golden rule. That's loving God and loving neighbor. All 10 of those are right. But the truth is that's not exactly how we should look at it. We do repent, of course, that's right, but we have to understand that we're empowered to do things right, and we just have to immediately get over what we do wrong and move forward.
Yes.
Don't let your heart condemn you.
Right.
Move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I need to pay for it. I need to.
No. Excuse me, Jesus paid for it. Thank you for paying, Lord.
Yes.
All right. Remind yourself of who you are. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. The pure fact that God chose to dwell in us is a sure sign of his deep love for us. So we're going to talk more about Jesus being in us. You receive it tonight?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, so good.
Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering tonight. If you would like to give via text message, you can go to your text and click this link, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And we will honor that and be blessed. And we pray in the name of Jesus, 100-fold return over your seed that you sow into this ministry. We are good ground. Plowed up deep and ready to bring forth a harvest in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We're glad that you guys were with us. We bless you. We thank God for you. We declare good things over your life in Jesus' name. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise God. We win, y'all. We win. We win. You know why we win? Because we're winners. We're winners. The cream always rises to the top. Don't get tired of that. Well, you know, you got to lose sometime. No, I don't. No, I don't. If you start thinking like that, you'll start losing. You don't need to think like that. Just think winning. You know, want to know why? Because we don't play three strikes and you're out. My daddy owns the ballpark. I play till I win. So when I fall down, that's not failure. That's just another way not to do it. You just keep going. You just keep going. We're not fierce. Get that into your thinking. You are not a failure. You're a winner. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all look like you're just mad at me, but praise the Lord. Either that or you're just really sleepy. So you got to go to the back and cast the devil out of anybody or praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that if any hindering spirit is bothering any of you,
amen,
that you are delivered in Jesus' name. And I have the authority as your pastor to do that. I declare you go free from any satanic squatter, anything that is putting the wrong thoughts in your mind. Get out in the name of Jesus. Just receive your deliverance in Jesus' name. I declare that the eyes of our understanding is enlightened, that we would know the hope of our calling, the inheritance that is in the saints, and understand that we have the power in us that raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand. That's us. Our bodies are quickened. Our lives are quickened. We're successful people. When you get up tomorrow morning, right, who said it? Yes. Rejoice. Instead of, oh, it's another day. I can't talk to anybody till I get some coffee. Don't say anything to me. I gotta get my coffee. Just put your feet on the floor and say, Jesus, this is the day, that's what I do. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Just get up and say that. Now, here's the problem with that. I don't feel like it. You are not 1 year old. You can tell yourself what to do. Let me see the hands of every person who is either birthed a child or live with someone who's birthed a child. Let me see your hands. Let me see. Okay, okay. Now, you're barely putting yours up. I'm kidding with you. Listen, you had to get up with the baby. You had to feed the baby. You had to change the diaper. You had to do it. For people like us, we had to go feed the chickens. You have to do that stuff. We had to go feed the horses.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go. Okay, so getting up and putting your feet on the ground and rejoicing for a minute is way easier than all that.
Yes, it is.
It's a choice you make.
That's right.
You can either be mad all day or you can get up and go ahead and be happy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord just spoke to me. He said, wow, I like that, Rox. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. I love it when he butts in. Isn't this just the truth, though? You might as well go ahead and be happy. You might as well go ahead and rejoice. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to go ahead and believe God than worry. Church, stop hiding. Stop hiding. Go ahead and let him tell you what he needs to tell you. Just stop hiding, because he's not going to hurt you.
Right.
Nothing he does hurt. Well, the correction doesn't always feel good, but he'll help you.
Yes.
He'll say, look, we need to do this. This is what you need to do. You're going to have to do it. I told you to do it. Do it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's stand up. Good. Y'all good?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rista basa, katonda donda lomo shivre. Kedav raba katonda donda lomo shim breve ketav riasta. Isha kalav raba rabakosom. You are entering the great breaking through. You are entering the great breaking through. Come through the door. Come through the door. And believe me, I have great treasure for you. And I also have you as the treasure. And we will walk. And we will move. And we will run. And we will get the job done. And you'll see my glory like never before when you decide to come through this door. Decide, decide, decide. Look, every person in here has a different place they're going through. You may have to ask, well, Lord, what door am I pressing through right now? What door am I going through? Did I lag behind on something? Do I need an adjustment? Right? You know, when you go to the chiropractor, they put everything back, you know, or they're supposed to. You know, they get everything to where everything's flowing again. That's what we're looking for everything to flow. All of the, what do they call those things, John, that do in the car? Pistons? What do they call? So they need to all be going. Yeah. Do they still have pistons, John?
Yes.
Okay, they do. Okay. Unless you're a Tesla. Okay, right, yeah. But so everything needs to be going.
Right.
Everything needs, you don't want to be hobbling.
Right.
Not now, not spiritually now. You want your social life to be good? You do. You want your influence to be good. You want your wallet to be good.
Yes.
You want to be in your assignment.
Yes.
And you want your body to be good, because we're about to have the most fun we've ever had in our whole lives. I'm telling you, we are.
Glory to God. Amen.
I told Ron, where's Ron? Did he leave? Oh, Ron, don't hide from me. I told Ron, I said, Ron said, what's going on? I haven't heard the news in a while. I said, oh, Ron, the news is fun now. It's just so much fun. It's so exciting. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, You get that? It's drained now. Praise the Lord. It's just so good. And when in your lives, especially those of y'all that are as old as me, did you ever hear that there's a room in the White House for us? An office of faith.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, if you can't see the miracles and all this that's happening, oh my word, your wood is just wet. Stop. Take time to find out what's going on. We're off, aren't we? We're not out there. Y'all, and listen, Mr. John Cornyn that we've all been praying for, so he voted for Tulsi. He made a statement that we're going to hold him to. He said, whatever our president wants, we're going
to
hold him to that.
Glory to God.
He's a good man. We've been around him for a long time in Washington when we go up there for Israel. He's a good man, but you just hadn't heard him say anything. They're coming forward now. People are coming forward. And it's not just because of Mr. Trump. It's because of Mr. Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
You,
come here, Chris.
Hallelujah.
Come here, ushers. Help Chris. Stand back, Chris. Come here, Jana. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this couple. Father, in the name of Jesus. Ishtavraste boso Jesse and Deb, come up here and help us. Miso kolovra barabakotondorondolomo shevre, girevre beketundri hasta masa katish kilondorondolomo sambra. Karavre beketubri hasta basa katolavra baraboko sombra. Ishnara katanda na dalamo sevre berebe ketovra barabakasi, mesta boso kotushki lavre berebe ketam. Da sabra barabo kolavra barabo kosim brihe sambra barabo hoso karaste 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 boso master andar andala mo sombro barabo koso isha lavre berebe ketosa makaresto masri bokotasa majilondar andala mo sabra aravra barabo kotovra barabo kosite isha lavra barabo kotondo mashikatoso shivra vovra bakotam Mambra bakasiv. Shiketasa. Bosi. Kuda. Koraba. 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 Korabasa. Prosta katasa. Mesela vrabarabokosim. Brehe keto vrabarabokolambra. Rivrebe keto mbriasta masa. Toravra.
Take your hands off of this holy union in the name of Jesus. Destined for victory, destined for wealth and health and satisfaction and happiness and being rooted and grounded and knowing who you are in
Jesus.
Everything else is cleared out. Cleared out.
Cleared out. Susanna, come here.
New eyes to see.
Come here.
New eyes to see.
Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Savrara. Tola barabaraboko. Tola barabaraboko. Savrara barabaraboko. Savrara barabaraboko. Sibre berebeso. Shinda randa la moso. Put your hands on me. Tosa manamanamo. Samra barabaraboko. Tola Issa Marasto, Rosta Brava Coton, Bisha Coton, Bisha Coton, Rasa Brava. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. This day is marked. This day is marked as your fresh new beginning.
Hold her.
Hold
on to her. She's still drunk. Fresh start. The fresh start. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Got a little drink there? It's good, isn't it? He's kind of chink-eyed. He's kind of, Praise God. Marta, come on up here, and we're going to pray for Marty. Thank you, Jesus. John, would you please come too? And Rachel, would you come? Who knows Marty good in here? Who else knows Marty good? Deb, okay. And Ron, you do. Okay. Larry knows Marty. Okay, come on. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just agree with Marta for Marty. We speak comfort over Marty in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for his life. Father, we thank you that Lynn is with you and that she's sound and peaceful and good and enjoying the sights and sounds of heaven. But Father, we speak comfort over Marty in the name of Jesus. We speak comfort over Marta and the family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Marty. We thank you for this family in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. A fresh freedom. A fresh freedom in Jesus' name. Fresh freedom. A fresh freedom.
Thank you. All dark thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Awesome. No darkness.
Washed out. Shut out.
Beauty for Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Dark thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
All dark words spoken against Lynn and the sickness that she went through is gone.
Gone. It's gone.
And the spirit of rebellion.
Yes. Yes.
Gone.
Yes.
You know, if anyone, don't run off, okay, because I got something for you. If anyone in your family dies, always rebuke the spirits that had could have been around them and the sickness that was on them. Always rebuke that away from your family. You know, my mother died of complications. My dad died of complications. And my sister and I rebuked all of that, the spirits of those diseases. But one of my brothers didn't. And he went home early with some of the same stuff. And so you don't want that passing on. Always remember to clean house like you do a hotel room in your house. Always do that. Always do. It's important to clean your house from squatters.
Yes.
Because there are squatters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Mark called them all that were hiding in the cubbies and everything.
He did. Yeah. He cleaned it. He did it, y'all. He did it.
All right. Glory to God.
He's a smart man.
I heard that when we were, y'all were just praying, the song, When You Walk in the Room, that last part of that song, When You Walk in the Room, just gentle. So when Jesus walks in the room,
He wins. So just remember that when he walks in tonight, because today he went home and he couldn't stay there. So
Amen.
That is cleaned out, and he feels that calmness when he walks in that house tonight.
Amen.
And sleep peaceful. Sleep with heavenly dreams. Amen.
Yes.
And that one granddaughter, the blonde, see her face.
Maya.
That she has peace.
Amen. Yes. Mm-hmm. And
Mm-hmm. Waylon, yeah.
It's all good.
Yes, it is good.
It is good.
It is good. Thank you, Lord.
Moving forward.
You know, if you just get on the heaven side.
Yes,
that's right.
And that's what I wanted to tell you. When we were just praying, I saw your mama. I saw her. She was working from heaven. Just leaned right over you, just working. Just working from heaven. I just saw her as plain as a day. She didn't have any gray hair either. It was red. It was totally red. I saw her. Totally red hair. She had a ponytail. She had it pulled back in a ponytail, just red hair. And I was like, whoa. And she was like looking like this, like, we got this. Now, that's what you get if you'll get in the spirit. Instead of letting the devil control your life, you see what's going on in the other world, that the world we're in, the real world we're in. We didn't lose Lynn. We know exactly where she is. We didn't lose anybody. We didn't lose Pauline or Gay or all the rest of them. Bonnie Ray or Virginia or any of them. We know exactly where they are. Miss Kathy, they're having a ball. I can just see Pauline. Virginia, now who is that over there? Those are Pauline's famous words. Pastor, come here. Who is that? But she has been. Her and Gay are bossing them all around right now. The two teachers. Amen. Are y'all good? Listen, we got to take some time and get business done. Because Jesus is wiping out the chaff.
Yes, he is.
Trying to. I expect that Chris and Jenna, that God's calling them to a new place. And so he wanted to work with them.
Yes.
And so that's what we do. All right? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.